The Mindaware, 857.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. It's Dana Wild here, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Yes, yes, please. I will have a helping of that, please. I know you are loving being a part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and if you want to understand the community and how we think and how we get positive momentum so that we can build our businesses faster and quicker and more fun and the feel-good way, then you definitely want to get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra, danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So we had a question come in from one of our listeners, and the question was, how can I make marketing less stressful? Great question, because I think you are not the only one that thinks that, and I have a really easy solution for you. You're going to like this. Everybody out there, you're going to like this. Stop calling it marketing. That's the answer. Stop calling it marketing. You know, we're in a different age now. We really are. You know, there's this age of the internet that had this big boom, and digital marketing was a big thing, and being an online marketer was a big thing, and everybody had these ideas of like, oh, you have to have a lead magnet and a tripwire and an upsell and this and that and the other thing. And many of those rules still apply. But the problem is, we got this idea of marketing as almost this kind of feeling of like this shady thing where we were trying to force stuff on people or talk people into things. Or remember the old days where they would say, overcome the objections, like black, who wants to do any of that? And the root of the problem is that we think that the way to get business is to use this kind of marketing technique. And we think that because we call it marketing. The word marketing indicates some kind of an outcome. We're having this expectation of like, oh, if they don't buy, then it's all about me or about my offer. I have something to fix. Or we're almost putting the word out there like, oh, come on, like me, buy this. Come on, buy this, right? Like, oh, it's just so poor marketers, like real full-time marketers. I feel for you because I happen to like marketing, and I know like it's got this kind of undertow to it. It's got this undertow to it. And so you don't like marketing. That's obvious. How can I make marketing less stressful is the question. Well, stop calling it marketing and you've got this, because what happens is when you let go of the outcome and when you stop calling it marketing, now your energy shifts and now you show up in the world in a different way. By doing this, when you're letting go of the outcome, what you're really deciding to do is play the numbers game. And everybody who's in business is playing the numbers game. Some people know they are and some people don't, but everybody's playing the numbers game. When I was in my direct sales business, I didn't know anything about anything, but I figured out really early on, like my first month in business, actually it had to be my third month because it was the first time I signed somebody up. So I signed somebody up to my team for the very first time in 2.5 months, the first 2.5 or 3 months. And at the time I did it, I looked at my little stack of packets that I had created for sharing the opportunity. And there were, I don't remember, but I'm going to ballpark it. It was probably 10 packets gone, or it might've been 15. And so in my mind, immediately I thought, okay, when I share 15 of these packets, one person signs up. Or when I share 10 of these packets, one person ends up signing up. So I started just paying attention to that. The more packets I would share, the more people would sign up. But more importantly, the percentages got smaller and smaller. So it was like, oh, 1 out of 4 people I talk to ends up signing up. And it was that for a long time, 1 out of 4. And then it got to be where 2 out of 3 people I would talk to would sign up, because I kept getting better and better and better at explaining what I was doing. But even if it would have stayed at 1 out of 15, fine. Makes no difference to me, because I was never trying to talk anybody into anything. And I think you aren't either. And I think if you're a listener of this show, you aren't either. We aren't out there trying to overcome objections and convince people to get what we want. That's why some of that stuff feels so yucky. Let go of the outcome and play the numbers game. Call it sharing. Call it spreading your message. Call it being an evangelist. Whatever you like, it makes no difference what you call it. Call it being passionate about what you have and sharing free advice and tidbits. Get out there and develop your following. Develop your following. The reason I created the celebrity formula was because I wanted people to understand that when you build a tribe and when you build a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger tribe of people who are hooked on what you're out there offering for free, then you automatically get sales without even thinking about it. A certain percentage of those people are just going to buy. So spread your message. Spread your message far and wide and don't call it marketing. I think one thing that's come up recently, remember I was talking about the age of the internet and digital marketing and we had all these methods, and I think we're seeing a really big shift right now. And the shift is moving into the creator market. And I think if business owners would think of themselves as creators, it would go so much easier. You know, when you look at somebody who's an artist, any kind of an artist, music, graphic design, print, painting, it makes no difference. Whatever kind of artist they are, and they think about getting lost in their craft, and they think about the creation that they're building, they're creating something. Well, you're creating something too. Everybody here, we're creating something with our businesses. You might be creating an actual product or service or program or course, and that's all good. But outside of that, you're creating connection with people. You're creating community. You're creating a tribe. You're creating an experience. You're creating a transformation for your clients. And if you started thinking of your business more from that standpoint of being a creator, of creating something, of creating an experience, of creating a transformation with them, you would start to see that you don't need that word of marketing anymore. You just don't even need it. We'll stop calling it marketing. We'll start calling it looking for people who want to play with us. Right? We're looking for people who want to hang out and have fun and play and explore the same ideas. Getting the word out, getting the message out to people who are already kind of thinking of it anyway. And when people come into this sandbox, they aren't people who hate mindset, are super cynical and are negative and don't want to have anything to do with mindset. People who find this show, there are people who are kind of already thinking about mindset anyway. They kind of are already living their lives like this, or maybe have heard about it, or maybe thought about it, or have their own way of doing it, or are out there selling it with their own clients. Really, I'm not out there trying to convert anybody. I'm out there just looking for other people who want to play. Who wants to play today? Come on out. Come on out and play. Come and play in the sandbox. Come on over to the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. Come and listen to the podcast. I want to hang out with like-minded people. And that's what you're doing too. You're not marketing. You are just out there spreading your message, creating an experience or transformation or connection or whatever it is in any given moment that you're creating, and looking for people to play. Such a simple formula, isn't it? Words have power. Words have power. And when we shift the words, we shift the thought, we shift the emotion, we shift our reaction to it, we shift our point of attraction, we shift our decisions that we make with it. It's so fun and it's so easy. When you start thinking things like, yeah, I'm having fun with this, it's so good, I love getting the word out about my business because I'm really just creating an experience for people and I'm creating connection and I'm helping them with their transformation, and I love spreading the message and I love seeing myself as somebody who is out just preaching what I preach and having fun with it and looking for people who want to play with me. And it's so easy to build my business this way. And as you do that, as you keep doing that, as you keep saying that to your brain, as you keep telling your brain how fun and how easy it is, and using words that are expressing fun and easy to you. The more you do that, the more you do that, your brain will tell you exactly what to do next. You will be using your best brain, and you will be getting the opportunities and the tribe members and the awareness, and you will open up all of your channels to be able to receive all of the goodness that has your name on it. And I know you've totally got this.